Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, September 25th. We're going to be reading Psalm 51 today in the New American Standard Bible, and the reading plan calls this a classic confession. The subscript in the Bible says, "For the choir director, a Psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet came to him after he had gone in to Bathsheba." We read about this last Saturday on the 21st. And the psalm today is a psalm of confession. So after we read the psalm, then I will lead us through a prayer from the Diary of Private Prayer, one of the evening prayers. It is a confession to the Lord, where we acknowledge that we, like David, are sinners in need of a Savior, and where we uphold the characteristics of a loving, compassionate, and forgiving God. Psalm 51, starting in verse 1. Be gracious to me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the greatness of your compassion. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only, I have sinned, and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are justified when you speak, and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the innermost being, and in the hidden part you will make me know wisdom. Purify me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness. Let the bones which you have broken rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence. Do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and sustain me with a willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will be converted to you. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, the God of my salvation. Then my tongue will joyfully sing of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, that my mouth may declare your praise. For you do not delight in sacrifice, otherwise I would give it. You are not pleased with burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. By your favor, do good to Zion. Build the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will delight in righteous sacrifices, in burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then young bulls will be offered on your altar. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. What part stuck out to you from the psalm today? For me, it is verse 10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Will you pray with me? This is from the 31st day, the evening prayer, in a Diary of Private Prayer. Lord of the night and Lord of the day, forgive me and keep me from the stirrings of self-will within my heart, from cowardly avoidance of necessary duty, from rebellious shrinking from necessary suffering, from discontentment with my lot, from jealousy of those whose lot is easier, from thinking lightly of the one talent you have given me because you have not given me 5 or 10. From uncreaturely pride, from undisciplined thought, from unwillingness to learn, and unreadiness to serve, O God, set me free. O God, my Father, who art often closest to me when I am farthest from Thee, and who art near at hand even when I feel that You have forsaken me, mercifully grant that the defeat of my own self-will may be the triumph in me of Your eternal purpose. May I grow more sure of Your reality and power. May I attain a clearer mind as to the meaning of my life on earth. May I strengthen my hold upon life eternal. May I look more and more to things unseen. May my desires grow less unruly and my imaginations more pure. May my love for my fellow men grow deeper and more tender, and may I be more willing to take their burdens upon myself. To Thy care, O God, I commend my soul and the souls of all whom I love and who love me, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.